So many eyes across the country are on Virginia, and in particular on one school board in one county that has been particularly out of control. That is Loudoun County, as you know. And the students there have been suffering under the leadership of Loudoun County, which has treated them poorly and cover-upped the poor treatment of the students there as well. It's awful, and something should be done about it. Now, last night, a number of Republican candidates, the top Republican candidates in the state, all got together and expressed that something should indeed be done about it. And one of those candidates is our next guest, Delegate Jason Mayorkas, Republican nominee for Virginia's Attorney General. He's the delegate from Virginia's 82nd District as well. Delegate Mayorkas, great to have you back with us, sir.
It is an honor to join you, and you're exactly right. The energy of what we saw yesterday was parents getting together, just simply saying we've had enough, and Loudoun, what's going on in Loudoun is Exhibit A.
You know, the story of Loudoun County, which our listeners have heard many times, so I won't relitigate all of it, but the basics are a girl gets sexually assaulted, allegedly, by a boy in a skirt inside of a restroom, a girl's restroom, in a Loudoun County high school. And after that, the school board and the superintendent seemed to start telling people that there are no records of such assaults in the county. And since then, we've seen now a resignation of one of the school board members, and the superintendent apologized for misunderstanding the question about the existence of assaults in bathrooms in Loudoun County. Hearing that fact set, and as a guy who could become Virginia's next attorney general, do you suspect that something criminal may be at play here and that somebody should be prosecuted?
Well, listen, I know this. There's a lot more questions than we have as answers, and that's exactly where things are. And so the origins of all of this is a piece of legislation that was passed last year in Virginia, HB 257, and it was a bill that got out of the House, went to the Senate. Liberal Democrats in the state Senate amended it to include, to end the mandatory reporting requirement of sexual assault, violations of protective order, stalking, a variety of very bad crimes to the police. And it was part of their social justice kind of woke agenda. They passed it. They knew exactly what they were doing. You could find video online of Republicans in the House saying, are you actually doing this? Are you actually agreeing to these amendments to this bill that would end the mandatory reporting requirement of sexual assault schools? And the patron was so arrogant, actually said, I think the questioner may be hard of hearing. He knows exactly what I said. And so they knew it. And we called upon the governor, Governor Northam, please veto this bill. This is going to make our children less safe. So this is not a matter, not a situation of people were not warned. You know, I've often said one of the big problems we have with elected officials is they think good intentions guarantee good results, and they never think about the unintended consequences. Well, in this case, they absolutely knew the consequences of their action. They passed it anyway to this utterly tragic situation. And rightly so, parents are saying, how in the world can somebody who committed a violent sexual assault in a bathroom against a ninth grade schoolgirl then get transferred to another school where a second assault allegedly takes place?
Right.
It is simply stunning. And so, you know, the advantage I have as attorney general is it's been called by others as Virginia's top cop, but I've been a prosecutor. And on this, a case like this, to get to the answers, you're going to have to subpoena. I have subpoena power as attorney general. I have the ability to investigate this because right now it's cleared and loud, and they've elected one of these social justice warriors as Commonwealth's attorney. They're not willing to ask the hard questions that I'm willing to ask, and that I promise you I will ask as attorney general.
This recall effort, I want to ask you about this because, you know, we've seen in Fairfax County and in Loudoun County parents attempting to recall members of the school board. The problem that they run into is because of Virginia state law, they typically have to be represented by the Commonwealth's attorney. And as you know, they're both in both Fairfax County and Loudoun County. These are Soros-funded Commonwealth's attorneys who are political figures who are not in any way interested in representing those parents and are very much on the side of the school boards. So in Fairfax County, that resulted in a losing hand for the parents who did secure enough signatures to recall Elaine Tholen. In Loudoun County, the parents were able to successfully argue in court to get an independent attorney to represent them. And interestingly, the woman that they were trying to recall, Beth Bartz, resigned. She announced her resignation shortly thereafter.
The power of citizen government.
Yes,
sure.
I totally agree. Do you think we should change the way recalls are done in Virginia to make sure that the citizens are adequately represented in court and they don't have a rigged hand against them?
Well, I mean, listen, I'm a big believer that elections have consequences. And, you know, that these are either 2-year, 4-year terms. And that's why elections matter. That's why votes matter.
I can tell
you this. We are seeing the fruits, and I get a little bit tired of a lot of outside money that comes in. We're seeing that. I mean, I think over 70-80% of the money that I have raised has come from Virginians. In my opponent's case, I think it's about 30% of what he's raised has come from Virginians. But you talk about these Commonwealth attorneys, these social justice, they call themselves justice Democrats, is injustice Democrats, is a criminal first, victim last mindset. You have the Fairfax Commonwealth attorney Descano, who you had a 5-year-old victim that had been raped repeatedly over the course of a year. The defendant in that case was eligible for a life sentence in prison, a life sentence. And the Commonwealth attorney there that was one of these justice Democrats decided that's too harsh of a sentence for a child rapist and reduced the charges over the objection of the victim to reduce it to a 17-year sentence, which means with geriatric parole, this child rapist will be eligible for parole in 10 years, a 10-year sentence effectively for a child rapist. And that is just the most outrageous, over the objection of the victims. And so when I say there is a criminal first, victim last mindset, that's exactly the type of examples that I've been pointing to. It's why they've been trying. People are so upset. They're trying to do recall efforts. I know they're also trying to recall the Commonwealth attorney there.
Yes.
But the reality is, I will tell you, the difference is one of them, and Glenn Youngkin has promised he will sign this bill into law, is my first legislative initiative as attorney general, my request from the General Assembly, is any jurisdiction in which you have a Commonwealth attorney refusing to do their job, refusing to prosecute a violent sexual assault on a child or a minor, or refusing to prosecute domestic violence cases, then that can be turned over to the attorney general, and I will do their job when they won't. That's the big difference. And that's one of the reasons why I'm running for attorney general, is the fact that you have these justice Democrats that are so far left, so far out of the stream. They're far out of the mainstream, even been Democrats. I mean, there's a reason why Sheriff Shuler, who's a Democrat in Smith County, has endorsed me. As he said, I didn't leave the Democratic Party. It left me. But that's exactly what's at stake. And those are the type of that's why we need a new governor. That's why we need a new attorney general. I'm going to be willing to do the job that these Commonwealth attorneys aren't doing, because right now they're failing so many people in Loudoun and Prince William and in Fairfax.
I really hope so. I mean, you know, you pointed something out really important. You know, law enforcement's job doesn't work unless the prosecutors are actually holding people accountable. Because if somebody gets cuffed and then thrown in jail for a minute and then just released because a prosecutor has no intention of actually going after them, that breaks down the whole system. And it wrecks cops. It wrecks morale. It creates more crime. It's just bad all the way around. I really hope you can succeed here. Delegate Jason Miara is running for Virginia Attorney General. Thank you. Nice to talk to you, sir.
Thank you. Anybody wants more information, go to my website, jason4ag.com, jason4ag.com. Thanks so much for having me.
That's Jason Miara.